Hagoyin Avraham Genachovsky, Zecheinu Livracha, was once waiting together with his son by a bus stop, waiting for a bus in Eretz Yisrael. And a tender stopped by. In this tender was a chashev Rav, together with his wife and some of his bnei beis of his family. And they picked up Avraham Genachovsky and his son. So Avraham Genachovsky's son related the following amazing thing. After they pick them up, any Rav, any Talmud Chacham knows, you have Avraham Genachovsky in the car, who knows Kol HaTorah Kula. You chap a rein to ask him a kasha something. So the Rav told him, it's coming up now, a time I have to say a big drasha, Shabbos HaGadol, and I have like a big yisoid or something, and I want to share part of my drasha with the Rosh Hashiva, with the Avraham. So he tells him over, Avraham listens. Avraham says, wow, beautiful, beautiful. Then Avraham was known, besides being a baki in Kol HaTorah, Avraham was known special bakiyas in everything, all divri HaGoyin Rabbi Kivager. He knew mamish, he could bring a raya anywhere, something Rabbi Kivager. So Avraham Genachovsky told him, I want to tell you that you'll really enjoy. Look up Rabbi Kivager in the Tshuva and so-and-so Simon. He mamish discusses exactly what you're going on this topic. He says, make sure to look at it. And the Rav said, thank you very much. Then they dropped them off. When they got out, Avraham's son said, he turned to his father. He said, I want to ask you something, Abba. He says, I'm sure you have a cheshbon on what you're doing. But what the Rav said is contradicted by your open Gemara. What are you telling him to look up, Rabbi Kivager? It's contradicted by your open Gemara. Rabbi Avraham said, of course. He says, but didn't you see that his wife is sitting next to him? You think you could correct a Rav and tell him there's a contradiction from an open Gemara in front of his wife? He says, that's why I told him to look in so-and-so Simon Rabbi Kivager. Because Rabbi Kivager, in that Simon, he brings down this Gemara. So I urged him very strongly, please look up there, Rabbi Kivager. I hope he'll look up there, Rabbi Kivager. Then once he'll look up there, Rabbi Kivager, he'll see Rabbi Kivager brings down the Gemara. And he'll see himself that the Gemara has contradicted what he said. But we can never lower the esteem of a husband in the eyes of his wife. And there's another story on this very same thing. Rav Elie Lapian, Zecheinu Livracha, once took a close Talmud of his and said, you have to come with me, to come along with me. There's a certain Rav that did something and I have to give him mussar for what he did. And I want you to come together with me. And they went, they knocked on the door, the wife opened the door, they went in, she escorted them in to this Rav. They sat down next to him and Elie Lapian schmoozed with him 15-20 minutes. Then they finished schmoozing. He said, Zai Gizun, Kol Tuv, goodbye, and he left. And he didn't say any word of Musar. The Talmud turned to Elie Lapian after they left. He said, I thought the whole purpose of the visit was to give him some Musar. Elie Lapian said, it was. But what could I do? The wife, his Rebbetzin, didn't leave the room the entire time. You can't give Musar to a Rav in front of his wife to lower his esteem. We have to learn from these two powerful messages. When someone contradicts an open Gemara, or when someone does something really not proper, and so much that Avraham Lapian felt he had to go down personally to give him mussar. But if it's in front of the wife, we have to stop. Like the famous Gemara, Kishem Shekibalti Schara Ladrisha, Kach Kibalti Schara Laprisha. Same way you get schara sometimes for saying a drasha, for doing what you have to do to give someone mussar, you get schara for holding back. Because we have to be very careful not to chalila lower the esteem of a husband in the eyes of his wife. This is a message we have to internalize. This goes for every one of us. If there's a husband that bounced a check by you, if there's a husband that borrowed money and didn't pay back, and we call and the wife answers the phone, we don't tell the wife the reason why we're calling. We don't let the wife know that her husband bounced a check. We don't let the wife know that the husband owes money. We have to be so careful. careful never to lower the esteem of the husband in the eyes of the wife, and vice versa. And let's never forget that chazal when it comes to a soita, which is an issue of a shail of shalom bayis. Hashem said, take my name and put it in the water. And Hashem said, it's better that the name, my name of Hashem, should get erased, which is from the most chomer dekaveris. Hashem said, better that my name should get erased in order to restore shalom bayis between a husband and a wife. So we have to learn from that to be careful never ever to do anything that could cause one drop of maybe chepering someone's shalom bayis. And that's chos mida kedeged mida. Hashem will always make sure that we have a great shalom bayis.